up in Boat. That's where all my podcast dreams go, up in Boat.
And a good day to you, sir.
Up your cocks and grab your socks. It's another early morning on Wake and Bait, where the early bird always gets the worm. I'm the Rodfather Red Rocker, getting up nice and early with you, along with the angler extraordinaire, Tom Wolf.
Well, this is your main man, Tom Wolf. Yo!
And as always, to his left in the boat, trolling Trent Trout. Not with us yet. He's actually running a little late ago. That was perfect, baby. Just start talking. Trent, you're actually, this is the part where you say hello to the fine people. Uh-oh. Classic. We've been shaking off the rust, of course. Do you shake off the rust or the dust?
I think it's the rust. I guess it's the dust, too. That could be both.
All right, I said it just right, but I'm still, Trent, still not coming through on those headphones. You doing okay over there, buddy?
You hear me now? Say we rock it on, don't say we rock it on, don't say we rock it on, don't
grind.
Back in the studio, I'm Red Rocker. Of course, Trent Trout and Tom Wolf are all here in the studio. Is that not correct? In my studio, I mean boat. Is anybody on this boat with me right now?
This is your man.
Hey.
All right, everyone made it. We're all back. Red Rocker, Trent Trout, Tom Wolf, where are you sitting in the boat this week?
Who you asking, bud? Me?
Take the honors. You pick the first seat.
I will be sitting at the bow.
Okay. And that will be for you at home to figure out what he's talking about. I for one will wait to see.
Everyone's got phones. Google it. If you don't know what it is.
I think he's sitting at the front, maybe. This is going really well so far. I, of course, this time I'll be steering. I think I'll get in the back.
I'll be in the middle.
Excellent. That was a
great warm-up to get back into it.
Alrighty. I'm the Batman.
That's an important job, you know.
Oh, I know.
And isn't the front just like we need a tiny bit of weight in the front? And that's like where you come in?
Mm-hmm.
It's like sort of like a bag of sand. Like you kind of, maybe not sand. We'll get to that, folks. All right, so now that we're back, we're starting from the top of the list. What are we going to chum these waters with? Tom Wolf, what have you been eating?
Well, it was game day today. I ate a lot of nachos and some chicken fingers. I should be able to digest it pretty soon. You want me to spray it over the boat?
I mean, let's get it started, right? We're back. What are we here to do? Catch some fish.
Chum tree.
Ooh, the lolly. Ooh.
Oof.
Jolly Wally, good time.
Is that a Lego in there?
All right. I think those fish will be loving it in no time.
Mm-hmm. Taking it off the ledger. around the time we get to, well, actually, I don't want to hop all the way into it, but I created. I got some tabs ready, folks. You know, this is the big relaunch. Uh-oh. Them Lincoln are out, and they're looking for you. This is Lincoln for breakfast. That's, of course, Lake Bacon. We don't care for those, of course, A-L-A-B. All right, so we've seen them out there. They're protecting us. That's just fine. We just like to know where it is. Have we seen any of those lake cops out there?
I saw them sitting over by the west side boat landing. They weren't in the water. They're just kind of sitting around drinking coffee and looking at people.
Let me ask you, when they're on the clock, should they be allowed to take off like their boots and roll up their cuffs of their pants and dip their toes in the lake?
I mean, they already got a cake job, right? I mean, you just ride around.
They're
in
just
a boat,
rubbing it in your face when you're
fucking
like
with people, mostly like drunk kids and like fishermen that are probably like what, just smoking a bowl and like, oh shit, this cop's rolling up on me, right? I mean, that's like the majority of your day.
You're
pretty easy job, dude, especially
precious
in a small town.
Moments away from your job and responsibilities, and they're just there. They're not doing anything. They're just eating Little Caesars. And
yeah, we already know about that. That's a hot take. Yep, yep.
And they roll and they roll up the cuffs of their pants. All right, I'm done on that. I just saw it the other day. It pisses me off.
Peddly bullshit, I mean, is there really any real serious crimes going on, like, on a lake? Right?
I mean, unless you're
drinking and driving, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're like driving like an asshole, like trying to like hit people or, you know, like some egregious type shit. But yeah, I mean, other than that, dude, right. Like, what really goes on that's not, if you're on a lake like at 2 a.m, you're either fishing or you're doing something illegal, right? I mean, let's face it. I mean, that's just kind of, who's out at 4 a.m. on a lake? I mean, even on land, 4 a.m, sketchy, right? I mean, if I'm a cop, you know, I mean, let's face it. You're either like dumping a body or you're doing something.
Or you're fishing.
Right, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. But just imagine like that job, and then 50% of the time you just kind of troll in the water at 4 a.m. as a cop, and then it's like, you know, this could be somebody that's dumping a body, right? I mean, that's got to be going through your head at least half the time you roll up on some dude that's like in a boat at 4 a.m, right? If you're a cop.
100% of the time, all the DNR and all like the lake cops, they're sleeping at 4 o'clock. They don't even get into the water until like 8.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you're probably, you're probably wrong.
You know,
right?
They're sitting in the boat. They got that
warm thermos. They're not solving any cases.
No.
No. Yeah, you're right. There's no water, like aqua detectives.
I would love to see like Monk, but like on the, he like lives on a lake now, like Lake Town Monk.
Like a MacGyver, like he's got a boathouse. Like he lives like on those, like one of those boathouses. Like he lives on a, you know what I'm saying? Like that used to be like that used to be like the 80 cop thing, right? Like back in the 80s, right. Like the old disheveled police officer, like live on like a houseboat, the hot ass fucking like woman.
The houseboat cannot be removed from the lake, and if there's like one more murder on the lake, they're gonna like shut the lake down, and he's gonna like lose his house.
Yes,
so he's gotta solve like every murder a week, basically, on this lake.
It's great. Pretty good. It's pretty solid. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I'm ready to get into the ledger.
I mean, Turner and Hooch, the whole thing behind that was like the old man got murdered on his houseboat. I mean, that was, you know, that was a hit.
Watch the new Turner and Hooch?
I have not. I don't watch
it's
a lot
the greatest.
Of the new ones because I feel like they're going to ruin the classics. It usually
Let's just say there was not a houseboat on this one.
No,
that's not that big of a deal.
The show itself is kind of a letdown, but like the Hooch is like the saving grace. I mean, oh, so adorable that Hooch.
You know? He does it again. Those
he does it
jowls.
Again. He's slobbery.
Like curling my toes over here. That's too much slobber.
All right, very good.
So,
all right. Did anyone else see any lake in around? Did you anywhere else?
Not on the actual water, but sometimes they're a little hard to spot. They'll like pretend to not be the cops sometimes. You ever witness this phenomenon?
I have, yes.
They'll kind of like shimmy a coat on their shoulders as they pull up.
Hunched over by a rock, looking at their fake like tackle box.
The funniest thing I ever saw was one time me and my brother were fishing down like somewhere like by a creek where we were doing some, it was like somewhere by like Lake Michigan, like in South Milwaukee, and like some DNR agent comes like pretty much like shuffling down the hill like, hey you kids. We're like, what the fuck? And we just thought it was like some old man because he wasn't wearing any like, you know what I mean, there wasn't a badge or anything. He just, like you said, he had like a normal coat on, and then all of a sudden he comes up and like the dude's like, you know what I mean, he like takes his jacket off and he shows us his badge and he's all official and like just kind of like, hey, what are you guys, are you snagging fish down here? Like, no. He's like, well, I was up there watching you guys. And we're like, creepy, you know, like, you know, like this old guy's just showing us a badge saying he's watching us. I'm like, dude, you need some more identification, man. Like, you know, like what the, you know, it was just a weird interaction. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, they're trying to do some weird creep move over, like, what?
It's
like,
scary when snagging a
fish? But they're carrying guns, too, also. Like, know, people forget like, that. It's like, they have a lot of power, man. It's weird. It's kind of creepy.
I mean, he's approaching you, you're like, oh, my God. I wish this guy would do something. Because, you know, you could handle this guy. And then you're like, oh, he's got a badge. I guess I'll just take this punch to the face. It's like, I got coming. Ugh.
Do you think there's just as many like shootings with DNR agents as there are with cops? You just don't hear about it because, you know, it's like in the woods.
Body of water.
Well, wherever, right? I mean, they know where to right. bury them, and no one's gonna look, right? If anybody knows where to bury a body, it's gonna be a DNR agent, right?
Let's be honest. In the water, isn't the water always the best place for this? They already got like the baked in alibi.
You ain't got no alibi.
What about, aren't like, is your fishing rod considered a weapon, right? I mean, you have a big hook on it. I mean, it could be like a bow staff, right?
I mean, if you've
seen like anyone use it as a weapon before,
or like a whip, not really.
Well,
if you flipped it around and like you like used like the front end, like where you're holding like the reel, like that's usually pretty solid. If you got like a big, you know, like a bigger one for like catching like salmon, like I got a rod that like on the end of it, this is pretty big. Like you could definitely like smash someone in the face with it and it would hurt like a motherfucker. That's for sure.
Don't you think if you came across like someone like Jackie Chang or something like that, you could like just like cast his like treble hook into your dick?
Right.
You know?
Like, and then like a shark comes up and bites it off. And you have it on the line.
Now that's one kung fu flick I wouldn't mind checking out. He's just walking through the woods. He's just sitting in a tree in that one pose where he's got his arms crossed and his like legs crossed. He's just like,
I see him like water skiing on his heels, like
he's smoking an opium pipe.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Just like the thing. All right, so I'm moving on. Hold on. I gotta remember I have these tabs. I've got them for a reason, everyone. Don't get excited. I mean, get excited. It's happening.
I'm always excited.
All right. This is happening. You damn tabs. And you know what that is. That's truth to cause.
Is that a crow?
Slow ass.
Cricket. Nobody understands cricket. You gotta know what a
cricket
is.
It was worth it. Worth the wait.
So is
it. That, of course, is our Sports Minute segment. I'm going to spend a minute and talk a little sports here. I'm throwing it back in the main lineup. And I'm asking, I want to start off and open the floor with, did anyone catch the Badger game by chance?
No, sorry, dude. I did not. I usually don't catch a lot of Badger games. Why? What happened?
I have a book report due. I got to, like, know what happened during this game because I had some tickets, but I ended up, like, drinking on the lake all day instead. And, like, you know, one minute led to another minute.
Sounds like fun.
What about this Packer game?
I didn't see that either. What happened?
I thought you were going to watch it. I thought that's like your thing.
What? Oh, you told me not to watch it and get too drunk.
Yeah, that's
so...
what I...
No, I said don't get drunk.
I interpreted it. No,
I said don't get too drunk.
Okay,
take notes on the game.
Wait a minute. Okay, so I'm watching the Packers, and I'm not drinking. Is that what I'm hearing?
You're supposed to be mildly drinking, not too drunk that you fall asleep, but take notes on the game.
Well, right? I won't fall asleep, but I'm, you know, there's like a bunch of shot glasses glued to a ski. I'm going to take a drink, right?
Oh, agreed. Fuck yeah, shot skis. Yeah, nice.
So no one knows if the Packers won or not?
No idea.
Or all the right? Badgers won or not?
Yeah, can't tell you. I'll know by tomorrow. Hey, how about the
Do
Brewers?
We know it?
They've been playing the Yankees. I was, like everywhere I go, I'm running into Yankees fans for the first time. Are you experiencing this phenomenon?
No. The Packers won. It was 27-10.
Satisfying.
Packers win against the Bears. Nice. Oh, shit. Damn.
Looks like Karen Rodgers pulled out another win from her purse.
And let's.
You know.
Great every time. Who else won? Okay, so the Packers won. What was the other score?
Who are you looking for? The Badgers? They played yesterday, so that was Badgers. They killed it. 66-7 against New Mexico State. New Mexico State, get your shit together, son. Damn.
Highly satisfying.
That's rough.
That's
rough. Those college games, those scores get fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard about the Brett Favre scandal?
No, go on.
Briefly, what? Yes. Oh, you're going to love this one.
Oh, man. Okay, so check this out. So old Favre apparently is involved in a pretty big scandal where he was allegedly getting money from a huge welfare money from the state of Mississippi, and it was like involved with like the governor, and basically he built an entire volleyball stadium because like his daughter went there, so it was like basically like building like, you know, like a whole like volleyball facility, and like donated like a shitload of money, you know, donated with, you know, air quotes. But it was all through like welfare money. And then like, they're like, no, that wasn't, I was just a misinterpretation. And then like a bunch of text messages came out literally with him being like, hey, do you think that like, this will get out in the news if like you guys, like, cause they literally paid him $1 million to do speeches that he never did. So now he's paid the money back, you know? You know, because he's fucking loaded, you know, $1 million to Brett Favre ain't shit.
Right.
So he paid it back. So obviously he knows optics wise that like this is not a good look for him. But I mean, don't know, man.
He paid to get his girl into college then? That's the thing?
No. He didn't pay shit. Him and the governor worked out a scheme where tens of millions of dollars in welfare money to, like, basically, like, get a volleyball, like, stadium.
Was he embezzling the welfare money, or was he collecting welfare check?
Like, I think it was the state. It kind of sounds like that, like basically the him and like the governor were trying to work something out. I don't know, man. You know, I have
okay.
No
I'm
gonna idea.
Look at it. I'm gonna. Look
you got to really
that.
Look at it. Yeah, like, I wasn't. I honestly wasn't prepared for this. If I was more prepared for this, I would have had like actual like.
You're doing fine.
Facts.
You make up when you don't know. You just.
But
it, up,
it didn't have anything to do with this facts, greasy, but... shriveled, red-haired penis, did it?
Oh my.
I like my Favre when he had his penis pics going. You know what I'm saying? This other stuff is too serious, you know?
Well, if he's got to come back with all that money, he might be popping off those penis pics again on OnlyFans, buddy. So you might be able to get yourself.
Hashtag favorite Favres at WNBC. I gotta remember. Okay, I'm gonna write down the socials, folks. I'll be ready next time. But use our fishing line. That's of course 414 XOXO LAK. That's how you call us. And of course, leave us those fishing lines. And speaking of which, we have a few this week. Sounds like a perfectly good time to bring one up.
Let's do it.
No, not that, though. Oh, heavens, no, not that. Okay. Here we go. Hey, bait boys, it's Danny from Des Moines. I heard you was out on Lake Wanalicki using live bait. I must have misheard you, though, as there's no live bait allowed on Wanalicki, as it's unethical. Thanks, Biden. Well, I'll see you out there. And that's Danny from Des Moines. Thank you, Danny. Not a lot of action, so it's good to hear from you. So, yeah, what do you think about this? It's you're not allowed to use live bait. Isn't that insane? Or am I crazy? Is it me?
Well, I can see that. A lot of them have parasites, you know.
What?
It's like the one. Yeah, like a lot of live bait has like parasites, and you know they put like a whole bunch of minnows and shit in a, like a gas station, and you buy it there, and they've been like breeding in that tank, and they got a lot of gross shit, and then you feed them to other healthy fish.
So what?
You know, the world's polluted. You know what I'm saying?
No.
There's one thing. If there's one thing I've learned from Cotton Eye Joe is that you know, gotta treat these lakes serious. Yeah.
No. All right. Well, for what? Hey. All right. Well, I'm looking at the DNR regulations in Iowa right now, fellas. And as far as it says right here, it says licensed bait dealers can sell minnows, frogs, crayfish, salamanders, and mussels for fish bait. So it looks like in Iowa, you know, it's like something like you got to be a licensed bait dealer. That's a thing, I guess. And then I guess they can't sell certain types of bait. So, but it sounds like all the other standard shit's like good to go. I mean, maybe you just can't buy it at a mom. And, you know, like in Wisconsin, you can go to any gas station or whatever. Usually they sell live bait if it's somewhere by like a lake or a pond. That's, you know, so maybe that's just not how they roll in Iowa. You got to like, you know, go to an official bait store.
Okay. Now do the other 49 states.
I think we should have a podcast just for bait regulations. Just make fun of them.
Yeah, I like a good side pod. That's a great idea.
We'll just roast all 50 states and just make all their stupid fishing regulations.
Talking about side pods, what kind of podcasts do you listen to nowadays, Mr. Trout?
Me? Oh, yeah. Oh man, I like there's one I like that's
now,
called.
Trent, be careful what you say right now, okay? Because it might happen to you, whatever it is. You might end up in like a Real Housewives rewatch situation.
Cool. I don't know.
Don't listen
maybe
to that,
like
man.
Maybe like a Golden Girls thing, right?
just tell us what you've been listening to. What's the new hip podcast around the street?
The one I like. Are we talking about the doodsy one?
No,
is that
just
where we're
besides,
going? Or we're going? Oh,
besides doodsy,
I like Are You Garbage? Like anything with like newer comedians that are like kind of making their own podcast, and like they have on like, you know, more mainstream comedians. But when they were first starting out, they was just like it's just two comedians just kind of roasting each other. And I don't know, it's pretty good. And like they're from New Jersey, so it's like there's like no holds bar, like that East Coast kind of like, hey, you fat fuck, you know, that kind of shit. So I don't know, it's fun. I like, but they're friends, right, you know what I mean? So there's no hard feelings between any of them. They're just, you know, it's just like two guys just joking around, you know. So I don't know, it's pretty. I would say check that one out. I like that.
I'll check it out. I'll give it the once over. All right.
Yeah, but you know, there's so many podcasts, dude. It's fucking. It's like it's overwhelming, you know what I mean? Like every once in a while I'll check out a podcast just because there's a guest on that I like, but other than that, I'd say like Tim Dillon is probably my like second choice. Like as soon as his podcast comes on, I'm like, oh fuck yeah, I listen to that.
Who is this Tim Dillon?
Tim Dillon is a guy that likes to speak his mind, and like I don't know what to say other than that, he's a pretty big comedian now, and like not a lot of people know about him really still. It's kind of crazy, but like, dude, if you check him out, like either you like him or you don't. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, once you start to actually like learn about the dude a little bit, you're just like, oh, huh. Like you would have never thought it. Like the dude's gay. but like you don't really like if you didn't really know that going into it, the way he talks, the way like he just acts, it's just like you wouldn't think, you know, he's like, you know,
he's a normal guy who just fucks guys. Yeah.
Right, yeah. But like everything he says is just total common sense, but like just the way he says it is just like sometimes he just gets like, you know, do you remember when like you did that whole like bit about like eating babies in high school, like that shit. Yeah. Like he does shit like that where he'll just go over the top and I love it. Cause it's just like, he just gets into it and it just gets better and more darker. And like, it's just, it's, I don't know. I like it. It's, sure. It's just, yeah, okay. It's pretty right. creative.
I like check it out. Shit. I'll check it out. All right.
But that's my take.
What about any other call of the line texts?
We have several, yes. Let's just lining them up. Hello, this is Patrick. I went out fishing with my buddies the other weekend. We got into a verbal argument, but we couldn't fight each other because we were on a boat. How do you fight someone on a boat? Hey, that's a great question. Thanks, Patrick. I've never done it without sinking the boat, personally, but, you know, I have nothing of value. I leave my wallet in the car and I, you know, that's it.
I mean, if you know the other person can't swim, isn't your first move to just sink the boat? Right? Like,
you don't want to, you don't want
to
like,
I'm swimming back to shore. Have fun.
You don't want to like punch him too hard or knock him out and then have him fall in the water and drown. Cause then that's murder. Right.
You well, know what they never see coming? Fire on top of the water. That's how you get them. You know, you got to kind of be prepared in advance. But
rupture the gas line and light it on fire, right? See? Is that what you're saying in the, that's in what the motor? Say.
It's like arson detective out on the middle of the lake. What about that idea?
It's pretty good. I like to, when I fight a man on the boat, I like to usually just like be like, come at me, bro. Come on, bro. Come at me. And then I, like, kind of get down on my, like, hands and knees and, like, kind of point my butt in his general direction. Yeah, like, come get me, brother. Come on, bro. I'm ready for you.
Well, if he's straight, he's definitely that's going to be a really good tactic. He's going to want nothing to do with you. However,
I mean, even if he does, like, kick you or punch you in the butt, I mean, like, so what, right? I mean, it's like...
Yeah, but what if he takes his hands and reaches it like underneath your butt and grabs your nuts? Like he's one of those weirdos, you know what I mean? Gives it a real nice tight grab, you know? Then what do you, I mean, you know?
You gotta grab him back, right?
Dude, once a dude's already got your nuts, I don't think you're grabbing his.
Yes, that's how it works.
Not from behind, not if you're from behind.
Like, when you're fighting a man, do you really like, grab a man's testicles off the bat? I mean, is that the move?
Well, you decided to pull your pants down and shove your ass in my face.
So no. I just point. My pants are on. My pants are on. I just got to point it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Well,
if he rustles my pants off, you know.
I mean, you did decide. I mean, if we're doing prison rules here, buddy, you should be knowing who you're calling.
Come at me, bro. Come on, bro.
He just starts licking his lips and you just point your ass in the air. It's just like, oh, man, this is getting better. A minute. We're out in the middle of this lake. No one's here. He's putting his, you know, like, I don't know, man.
I hope this is helpful, Patrick.
Point is, don't drink whiskey on a boat and you probably shouldn't get no fight, right? I mean, I don't know. I've been fishing and I've drank a lot of beers and I've never been on a fight on a boat with somebody that I've been cool with. If you're gonna bring a bottle with you and it's just you and one other guy and it's hot as fuck and it's like, yeah, dude, of course you're gonna get in a fight. You'll probably be cool by the end of the day, but you're gonna for sure be fighting by noon. That's how the shit works, man. That's
how large dudes are. Like, do pontoon boats count? Because I think I've been in like 100 fights on a pontoon boat. But
you can get
a really
you can get just like a regular boat. You know, not a pontoon boat, just one that sways just back and forth and shit.
I don't want the folks at home thinking I get the wrong idea about me.
I would say the worst thing you could probably do is stand up. The first one to stand up is going to be the first, because if you stand up, I'm just going to like lean as low as I can, grab the side of the boat, rock the shit out of it, and like tip you in the water. Like fight's over. Like I don't even have to swing. And then we're both laughing and then I'm pulling you in the boat. You know? Or you're being an asshole and then I'll just leave you there and come back 5 minutes later. You done? You wanna hop in the boat now? Right? I don't know. Like fighting in a boat's kinda like it's like yeah, you'd have to stand up to fight, right? Unless you're gonna.
What if there was like
it's like a teeter tot? You gotta like fight on a teeter tot. You know, you gotta have balance. I mean, if you're
both already
like,
standing up, and then you're gonna throw punches. It really, whoever has the best balance at that point, you know. I mean, really, it's kind of in your favor, you know. Unless a boat comes by and starts rocking the waves,
it's that could be a thing. That could be a mix. All right, cool. So, I hope we answer that question, Patrick, right?
We did great. And it is that time, everybody. We got to move along. I'm sorry to say it's 20 minutes in, and you know what we do. I'm about to set it up, but before we do, I got to ask, Trent Trout, what's in your tackle box?
I got a little bit of garlic butter shrimp, a little bit of crayfish. And a couple of little bit of sardines, minnows, if you will.
A couple pieces of rice short of a gumbo.
Ooh, hey. Ooh, gumbo. There you go. Think of that.
All right.
Sweet sassin jambalaya.
Now,
your answer? Now, you all might have smelled a distinct odor when I got on the boat today with my box. That's because I filled it with ammonia. The outside and the inside. Fuck? That's so that you can't prove a thing, as we all know, when you cover your stuff in ammonia. That's it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Are you planning on murder, or what's going on in this boat ride? Better not be a lie in the other suit. Yeah, there better not be some lie in there.
No. Well, don't ask me.
Don't ask any questions.
Just completely trust me that it will.
I do. Okay.
All right.
We're going to skate to one song only. So I ball so hard, motherfuckers want to find me. First niggas got to find me. What's 50 grand to a motherfucker like me? Can you please remind me? Ball so hard, this shit crazy. Y'all don't know that don't shit face.
Okay, it's not that kind of song anymore. I mean, it's not that kind of show anymore. I don't play the whole thing. I got the notes. That's a good one, though. I like going back to the old it's been a while.
I know, right? I forgot about that song. I like 2 weeks ago, I like stumbled upon it. I'm like, shit, yeah. This one.
Very good, very good. All right. Oh, wait a minute now. Hold on. I'm looking at this board here. There's a whole lot we haven't been getting to. Can I ask what kind of bait you're using?
Yes. Asked us that, sir.
Oh, okay, good, good. I'm just checking that off. Wait a minute. You hear that?
Uh-oh. Oh, it's been...
Oh, grab the net.
Go on.
Get it in there. I got it up the boat. All right, we got it.
All right.
Hey, what kind of fish is that?
That is a walleye, sir.
Ooh.
Pretty common fish here in Wisconsin.
Why don't you describe it for the folks since we don't take pictures and tell on ourselves of what goes on out here? This is your chance to tell everybody about the size of the fish you just caught. It's what? Big. It's large.
Oh, for a walleye, yeah, it's a decent sized fish. Some would say it's a keeper, but we are not the type of fishermen to keep our fish. We like to be conservationists, so we'll throw it back. Unless, you know, it's a trophy fish, then we'll keep it. It's definitely not a trophy fish.
Okay, all right. We let it go then.
The listeners will know when we get a trophy fish because we'll all be super excited.
That's when you know it works.
All right. Should we get some of this shooting out of the way? Should we start blasting at some animals?
What are we blasting at today?
Calling some ducks, maybe. Oh, here they come.
The duck I've ever heard in my life.
Go ahead, pop some shots.
Well,
anyway, I didn't start that.
Cricket. Cricket? Nobody understands.
Sorry, are we shooting ducks or what?
Meat's back on the menu, boys.
So what, how do you put that? How do we make that duck? You just eat it on an open flame there, or you fry it in some oil?
Well, I pick off the feathers and then I just put it over the spit. You know, get a little spit going. Who's going hunting? Does anyone go hunting anymore, or what? Does anyone actually do that anymore, or what?
Yeah, people go.
Oh yeah, a lot of shitload of people go hunting. I just
have you guys ever shot a deer?
I've shot a deer. But not to boast, but I killed it when it wasn't looking. Some bitch.
Nice.
yeah.
Trout, have you ever?
I've never killed a deer. No, just about everybody in my family has killed a deer, but I have not killed the deer. No,
I've never killed a deer either. What makes you feel like a big man, Red Rocker, when you sneak up behind an innocent deer that you belly shot and slit its neck with your knife?
The thing about
when you finish it off with your blade.
I'm kind of getting turned on here. Keep going.
I shot it, and like it just kind of like it ran a little bit, and then it kind of
stood. Ooh, you had to track it?
And I shot it two extra times, and it still didn't fall down, but it was clear I was hitting it. I was hitting it low, basically.
Sure. Your torch. Like
a bunch
your
of shots.
Torch. You're just filling it with blowing off its
blowing off its legs and shit.
Blowing off. I didn't hit the legs. I hit like the belly, I guess you could say. I hit like the lungs. Missed the heart.
Oh boy.
Were you younger when you shot it?
Oh no, this was like 6 years ago.
Oh sure. So but like were you like super excited like you started to shoot it, because I hear like a lot of like hunters, like when they shoot something and it doesn't go down right away, they get like kind of like a rush of adrenaline, so then you're just kind of like your shots get a little nuts if you're not like, but you probably got a little bit
blood,
more experience doing
they get
that
the
shit
blood lust, right? The blood starts flowing, they get boners, they sneak up on it.
I walked about 3 or 4 feet and saw it pretty quickly. It was like a ridge right across from me, and then I just like popped off. I popped off like 3 or 4 more shots at it. Basically, I hit later on. I saw I hit it like in its lower area. I was just like hitting it low, basically. But yeah, it was like, you know, rolling around as I approached. But by the time I made it there, it was dead.
So do you guys like eat it, or do you just like donate it to like a
charity or whatever? We eat it. I drug it out to the road, and then you drag it all the way.
I've dressed a few deers, but like I've never killed a deer.
Did you put the pants on them or a dress?
A little mini skirt, you know.
I dress them. Close the door, I'm dressing.
Got a Rodney Dangerfield in here, folks. Hey, I'll tell you what, folks.
Say, we haven't heard any boat jokes today.
Oh,
when you,
call you out.
When you sneak up on a duck after you shoot it and wound it, do you like slit its throat with your knife?
Only if you want. Only if you're a real man.
There is a knife for that purpose.
Is it called the duck slit knife? The throat slitter 4000.
In that case, it's a boot knife, but you know, it's
cool. Do you sneak up on it and, like, slowly pull it out of your boot?
Look, it hasn't happened, but if the situation comes,
better get that boot knife ready.
Yeah, right. Roll us closer to these ducks. I'm gonna slit their throats. Quiet.
All right. What's the sharpest fish in the ocean?
Marlin?
A swordfish.
Or a sailfish?
A swordfish.
Okay, I got one. That's our first one. I'm on the boat.
Good, not too bad. What's the one vegetable you never want to bring on a boat?
Eggplant? You know where it's going. It is a boat.
A leek.
No. Okay, sure. Who? I mean, who eats leeks? But that's good. That is. I'll give you that. It's very, it checks out.
Why do fish swim in schools?
I don't know why.
Because they don't have legs to run.
Good.
That I fulfill my everyone's needs. Is yeah, that good?
That was perfect. Thank you.
No problem. Do what I can. All right. What about any more of these snitch tech or you know, lines? What do we call the fishing lines? The fishing
what are we
lines.
Doing here? We What's got going lines. On?
Oh yeah.
That's when you send a text to 414-XOXOLAK. The E is silent, just like a real word, Lake. All right. This is Beth. I don't really listen to your show, but I came across your Fair last enough. Episode online. I have to say, it was pretty funny. You guys got pretty excited about the thought of a corn-fed woman. What exactly is that? And is it good? Thanks for shining some light on it.
So what's the question? Corn-fed women?
Yeah, I mean, it's great if you're into that thing, you know? I mean, if you're not, I mean, I don't know. Like, everyone's got their own thing, right?
Is that a YouPorn search?
Do you want me to look? Is that are you asking no. me?
What
I
exactly?
I'm part of the research department now.
What exactly makes someone corn-fed? Is like they only eat corn? Like, or can they eat other oats?
I think it's like more like in reference to like it's Midwestern, you know what I mean? It's that Midwestern, you know, like farm, like the farm girls that like, you know, like if you grew up on a farm and you were a girl, you had to help out, you know what I mean? Maybe not
what
now, but there was a time when you had to.
What if you were like on a potato farm though?
That would be like what you're talking about.
Like a lumpy bag of potatoes.
I mean, a bag
like
of potatoes is
a potato
pretty
farm
heavy,
girl.
But yeah. Farming is not easy, bag. Man. That's for sure.
Maybe it's not. Maybe corn fed is a specific type. Are they blondes? I don't get it. All right, one more. This is Dow. I'm a human being that believes himself to be a computer. Uh-oh. I was listening to your last podcast, and I couldn't get Boatsy voice out of my audio input. Is Boatsy single? Is Boatsy programmed to slide into my DMs? And what do I have to do to get a download from Boatsy? My hard drive is pulsing.
All right, so what you need to do, what you need to do is you need to send $100 to 1742 West Mulberry Drive. No, I'm just joking. I mean, that's
human...
how you get Patreon, right? I mean, those dudes be killing it with that podcast, those Patreon memberships. Mm-hmm. Dude, some
wrong.
Of those people be charging like $120 a month for those premium memberships for that shit, dude. Who the fuck is paying $120 a month for a Patreon membership? Somebody has to, right? They're on, or, I mean, they're offering it on some of these, like some of these people. I don't know. Anyways, on with the sorry.
So wait, what was the question? He's a human that thinks he's a computer who believes to be a computer.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around, but either way, they're acting like a computer. They're doing computer talk stuff, and they've fallen for your sentient AI.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you think we can program them to love?
That's why that didn't. There was like a couple months ago, wasn't there? Some dude that was working at Google and they fired him because he was like, "Hey, this AI is becoming sentient." And they're like, "No, it's not. You go away now." And he's like, "I got some evidence that it like these robots are starting to have like catch some feelings."
I you know? I watched a few videos
crazy.
On that
if
shit. Actually, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they're like 11-year-olds. But they are kind of crazy. I think it's like more question-based questions when they ask you, you know what I'm saying, or how they like interpret it. But I mean, I could be wrong. The whole thing is pretty crazy. I don't even know why we're doing that fucking shit. Like honestly,
like, they were saying like that,
so we can live forever in mechanical
in a robot.
Yeah,
no.
You know, you like mean, step out in the draft.
I never got that. I just like it's the whole premise of that whole idea is just so stupid. Like the original person is still gonna die, aka you're dead. Like who cares if a robot cares about a robot talks like you? Like,
right.
Gives a shit.
Right. So but this is the debate, right?
If you're gonna do that and it's no big deal, then what's the harm in doing it?
No, but the debate is, do people have souls? What you're coming down, what you're talking about is, do people have souls, right? Because technically, your body and your mind is just, it's whatever, right? When you die, technically, it's your soul that's supposed to go on to whatever the fuck, whatever you believe in. That's supposed to be what leaves your whatever's here and goes on to whatever it is
right.
that you seem to think
Hashtag
is.
Soul or troll, listeners, if you...
I mean, I feel like that's kind of what we're getting down to with the nitty-gritty of it, right? Like, do these AIs, can they get to the point where they would be to the point where they can still have feelings, but they ultimately, the difference between them and us is they don't have a soul. So that's where the creative...
Okay, hold on.
So as far as artists go, they're saying at a certain point that it's going to completely eliminate the need for like a human artist to create anything.
Oh, yeah.
AIs
I already said
create...
that, yeah.
Right. Yeah. But do you believe it?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I don't believe it.
Dude, there's no doubt.
I think there's so many artists around it right now because they see what the eye at some point. Okay, Okay, so check this out, right? So if everything that we have done can be done and the AI is so creative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, but it's trying to basically model itself in our image. At some point, it's gonna like the snake's gonna eat itself, right? And it's basically gonna be like, well, I can't think of anything else either, right? And then we're gonna be the creative ones all over again because now we're the ones thinking of shit that it can't think of. Right? I mean, right or wrong? Because at a certain point, it's going to, like, you know what I mean? Like, how does this really, like,
well, this
where's
the whole
this going?
Thing, like,
Cause
well,
this
A,
new.
Like,
it's not
an
like
artist.
This has been around for 100 years. I mean, this shit's, like, literally within, like, the last 10 years, you know? Like, they've just started to, like, really, like, get on the cusp of this shit. It's getting nuts.
An artist can always just use the program to make the art, but, like, I've been seeing so many people's shit, like, computer graphics and stuff like that, and computer pictures that they make. Like, the computer AI is, like, blowing these people away, and it takes them 1 second. Like, people will spend, like, 24 hours making, like, a perfect piece of art and turn, and have it actually be shit, while a computer just makes a great one in, like, a second.
Right. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I guess I'll put it to you like this. So, like, in the world of, like, woodworking, there's, like, machines that can make shit, right? And then, like, obviously there's people that make shit by hand. And by the by, usually the people that make stuff with their hands make way more money and sell more, like, you know, like, artistic kind of pieces where it's, like, like a coffee table where, like, the center, like, you know, like, you press a button and it, like, folds out in, like, six different ways. And you know what I mean? It does some really crazy type of shit, you know, that type of stuff. Like, I don't know if you get into that at all on YouTube, but I get into it.
I got the net close to the boat. Pull her in. Get it in here.
You've been fighting this thing for a while.
All right.
We got it.
Whoa. What kind of fish is that?
That's a... big mouth bass, of course. I'd say it's about what the length of my that's about the size of my calf right there. Nice big one, not too big though. I've been working on my legs. I just wanted to point it out. Thank you for noticing. All right, in you go.
All right, cool. What about any calls? Do we have any calls?
I think we have one this week, as a matter of fact.
Ooh,
damn.
Hi, this is Moose Knuckles, one of the co-founders of the Cruiser Crew. Heard you guys snickering over us the other episode. Just wanted to let you know that being unsullied is the only way. Me and Mrs. Dumpling, we've been getting along. But the Cruiser always tries to throw a wrench in our relationship. We always still have to keep it covered from his wife. Well, this is getting Moose Knuckles saying goodbye. But if you say anything else bad about the Cruiser, I might have to come over there and break your legs.
Well, seems like you've stumbled onto the middle of an age-old saga.
Talking about fighting on a boat, huh?
Right.
Game of fisticuffs.
I think the listeners know not to grapple with you on a boat. You've already revealed all your tactics that maybe it was a...
No, not all of them. Hey, don't you tell them all. Hey, don't you give me... I'm giving away all my boat secrets. Trent Trout's tactical touts or something.
One more T, you got it.
One more T. Dip, dodge, duck.
Yeah, you can use the same one twice.
Why not? Everyone else. All right, so. Onward and upward.
So moose knuckles.
Is this where we got a new rival? Is this like I didn't know we were in a gang. This is starting to get real. Am I gonna have to bring a piece with me on every podcast?
Listeners will recall that Moose Knuckles and Mrs. Dumpling, they were unsullied in the Cruisy Crew. Anyone who talks shit about them, they tend to get pretty worked up about, and unfortunately you seem to have caught their attention, Trent.
Ladies, easy.
Hey, this is going to work. Flattery will get you everywhere with them. Just remember that.
I mean, you know, I think it's, you know, someone's get a little caught under the collar. I don't, what's this beef?
Except for Moose Knuckles and like Mrs. Dumpling are really big dudes.
Oh,
well,
okay. Well, I mean,
I don't know how. I mean, they're pretty big, but you know,
they were pretty big dudes. They're unsullied. Okay. It doesn't mean you're either or, but I believe we could check the tape if we want. We have to go back quite a way, I think. Like 70 episodes or something.
That's probably a lot of gems along the way. What else did you have on your agenda? Do we...
Calling fly fishing a hobby is like calling brain surgery a job.
Huh.
Thoughts? Sorry.
Okay, what was...
Catchphrase.
What did... Okay, so what now?
Never mind. Hey, let me ask you something else, actually. This is a major...
Go ahead.
In the episode, I put a line through it, but I meant to put a line on the thing underneath it. So I'm circling back to it. Is fishing hip? Are cool people fishing? Is fishing the skateboarding of the 70s and 60s, but now people are fishing? Is that possible?
No.
No.
No one's cool that is actually fishing. Like, people might be on their, like, rich, fancy boats doing coke and getting drunk, but they're probably not fishing.
Type of fishing.
And if they are fishing, they have, like, fishing boys to, like, put their fish on the line. And when they have, like, a fish on, they, like, come sit in their chair and then reel it in.
Well, I don't know if everything's a scandal, but I'm pretty sure there's people out there.
I guess what I'm saying is,
there are, like, charters that make a shitload of money. Those dudes that just take people out and, like,
catch fish.
Is that what we're talking about?
Cool people. Like, do cool people go
fishing? Define cool. Like, is Kanye West fishing with his Yeezys on?
No.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
He
might be.
A celebrity endorsement would be part of what I'm talking about. Yes, like, whoever. Maybe not Kanye, but, like, yeah, someone.
I feel like
they were wearing fishing styles. Say they were out there and they were like looking fly while fishing, so to say.
I feel like we need to put a thumbtack.
That's a thing.
I'll tell you what. I will put a thumbtack in this one, and okay. I'll take the side of people that are cool at fishing, and then.
I like this.
Tom Wolf, you can take opposing side.
Okay, it's more like this. Like
five questions each.
But I need to get some sort of info here because I honestly can't think of the top of my head.
What's more realistic? What's more realistic? Like Arnold Schwarzenegger and old Star-Lord fishing in a boat, right? Catching fish in a small boat, or like OJ.
You lost me at Star-Lord. So I do know
Chris Pratt.
He's handsome. Yeah, sure.
So
Chris Pratt. Yeah, why not?
Okay, so it's like Chris Pratt and Harry Styles.
Yeah, go on.
sitting in a fishing boat.
All on a boat? Oh, man. Yeah, okay, go
or
on.
Or is that realistic, or is it more like OJ and Bill Cosby fishing in a boat?
Yes.
OJ Simpson?
More like it. It's kind of like a late era Coolio modeling snowboarding goggles.
There you go. Ooh, there right. Yeah, hey. And even that was Fred like Durst with that fucking visor.
Visor.
Right? Wasn't there a visor? Wasn't that his thing? Or was it the baggy pants? Remember, there was visors were a thing, like, in the 90s, and I feel like there was, one person that, brought that, around. I feel like it was, Fred Durst. Fuck, maybe I'm wrong on that. Oh.
He did the Yankee hats. Is that what you mean? Fred Durst's famous Yankee hats?
All right. Before it gets too late, I want to talk this Cobra Kai talk. I've been itching to talk about it.
I have absolutely nothing to say.
I think you can't spoil it.
So let's not spoil it. All right. Let's just do the pitch.
I feel like you could talk about it, but I feel like a certain somebody can't help himself without spoiling it. You can talk about it. Honestly, here's the thing. I don't really remember the last season that well. I almost have to catch myself up on that one. So you could probably talk about it, and I really kind of know
you
exactly.
Don't
what
all right, you don't all right.
Like even with the so like there go ahead. No, he's itching. That's fine. No,
Nichols
no. Scratch the
champion.
Itch. Scratch the itch. Let's go. I'm good with it. I'm not.
Fine.
No. Go for it.
They're gonna be rebooting. They're going to be rebooting the Karate Kid franchise. It's not going to be Cobra Kai related. I don't think so. Can we write a better script? I mean, if you were going to rewrite the Karate Kid movie, what would you guys do?
Are you trying to go comedy? Are you trying to go serious?
It's all up to you. It could be
drama,
it could be any. It could be anything.
Because I
it
feel be like, okay, I guess better question is, do you think that where they were at? Because I do remember last season, I felt like it was pretty corny compared to the first season. The first season kind of felt like, I don't know, it was still good. It was still good, but it wasn't like the first, there's something I don't know. It's I don't know. I don't want to say they're trying too hard. It's just kind of the whole high school fight thing. And then dude hit his head and I don't know. This show was kind of weak.
You remember how
know.
I'm like,
how dare you, sir? How dare you, sir? No, no way.
Yes. There's so many.
Miguel, no!
Oh, God. Do you watch soap operas? Because if you do, then you're definitely a sucker for that. I don't know. Yeah, it was too... Okay, I feel like it was too soap opery, and I'm just not into that.
No.
Sort of I don't know. It just doesn't... it wasn't the first, season. You know what I mean? And it wasn't bad. It just didn't have the same kind of... If they would have just kept with, the same feel the whole way through, just kind of push
away
that,
from Johnny, that's what it is. You kind of...
Right. Yeah, they keep creating all these new villains, which is fine. But they kind of have to keep I don't know. It's weird that they created that. Why did he have to go in the hospital in his head? That shit. I don't know. That part. That lost me. I'm like, what are they doing? What are you doing? You can create more. Right, thank you. There's no karate at the hospital. That should be a bumper sticker. There's no karate at the hospital. That's right. Can't win friends with salad, and there's no no karate in the hospital. I don't know. They just kind of lost me on that one. That's just me personally, though. But I think it's still,
So what would you do to make it better then?
Here to judge. I'm not saying I didn't. I'm not saying I didn't like it. I'm just saying it had a different. As soon as they kind of created that, what I felt was I don't know, kind of unneeded fake drama. It was just kind of I don't know. Just
when
you watch a series, sure.
That's where they lost it.
Boys hit the girls all the time.
No, they don't. Not like they used to.
Not like how not boys like are should
remember,
hit.
Remember when there was who? Okay, I feel bad for not remembering who it was. But remember that girl that they were building her up as she was she could have fought with the guys, but they took her out of the show because they couldn't have her having.
Oh, that one girl.
She was
Yeah.
The whole time.
you the know only big girl on the show?
Are you right. aware that there's a Cobra Kai podcast?
Who's on it?
Yeah,
that her? Girl, the girl that you, I think you were just talking, like the tough what? Girl, the one that's on his
Nichols.
Nichols. No, champion, dude. All right, champ. Let me. All right,
still the champ. Hashtag still the champ.
I should have been ready for this.
She's still the champ.
there wasn't another tournament. Oh, I'm sorry. There wasn't another tournament.
So what? Now they're going to go to, like, what, the Shy, like, Man Chai tournament or some shit or what? They got a new tournament they're going to go to.
You're off the hook a little bit, Trent. This is like almost like a mid-season type of ending where, like, there's no big tournament at the end. It's like building up to another tournament next season. They've done this before. I think it was like a season 3 thing where they like ended it without a tournament, you know? Those motherfuckers. Tournament every year.
True. I got a good question though, like without spoiling anything, did Silver actually do anything wrong? Isn't he actually a good guy?
Oh god, we're not getting
What did he actually do that was wrong? I never see him like tell the students to beat up any of the other students. I never saw him do anything.
We're giving the fans one more week. You need to pitch your karate. Fine. That's your fine. Job.
Okay, fine. I like to think like Stingray, you know, is like down and out, you know? Yeah, yes. And like he comes across this like tournament, you know, and it's like a one step below the Kumite, and you know, Johnny and you know, Danielson, and maybe a little even Crease in there somewhere have to like train him. You know, they have to you know.
So this is a complete recasting, right?
He starts from scratch. They say that he has the skills, kind of, but he gets the step-by-step training as if it was the Karate Kid.
This is Stingray.
They already know he has this. Yeah, he has some skills. He won karate like Coyote Creek. Like, they all know, you know?
He did win. Is that going to be, like, re-litigated as well?
Okay, scratch all that. What about he, like, goes on a, like, a – like, he – gets on a airplane and goes to like Japan or Okinawa and does like a walkabout and then like falls in contact with like a real like Mr. Miyagi like cooler like teacher and then he trains him to be like the savior of the village.
And is it Jackie Chan?
No, absolutely not. I hear he's gonna make an appearance somehow in it.
Right.
In Cobra Kai. Hope not.
No, it doesn't count.
I don't know. I've actually never saw that one. I probably should watch it, but, you know.
You got to watch it first. I myself have not made it past 15 minutes, but.
Okay.
I also tried.
Maybe we'll try harder, you know.
Maybe we should, because this is the only, this is what you're talking about. It's a,
okay,
a relaunch.
So as far as I can tell from the podcast, it's called Cobra Kai Companion, and it sounds like it just follows the series, like, so there's just like every series they come out with a podcast with like I'm assuming it's not, it doesn't sound like the whole cast is on there every podcast, but they bring on certain people. So like, dude, I'm just finding out about this like a week ago, like myself. So that's why I'm like kind of new to this. Sure. But yeah, dude, it definitely sounds like it's worth like looking
into.
If
you're kicked off Cobra Kai for any bullshit reason, like men aren't allowed to punch you on film anymore. Then, like, you get to host the podcast, though? Is that, like, the handoff? Less work.
I think so. could be all right. Could make some quick bucks.
I mean, you don't got to be in karate shape, I guess, right?
All right. Before it gets too late, who's been watching this Wrexham? Anyone? Is anyone watching this Wrexham business with McElhenney and Reynolds?
Is that the soccer one where they, like... Yeah,
they buy
the
soccer team?
I heard about it, but I haven't. No.
I actually didn't realize I've been who watching the other it. Guy was. I saw Ryan Reynolds, and I was like, I'm out of it. I'm not doing it. But, like, I didn't realize that's who the other guy was. So
yeah, Rob McElhenney or whatever.
Recommendation. I'm going to have to check it out, I think.
I've been watching it. It's, like, a real thing, you know, where they
it's
actually
like
did buy
it.
It's, like, a real
Ted Lasso. Is that the deal?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, I guess. But, like, it's stupid kind of, too. It's, like, more or less, like, them trying to play off of each other, doing their dumb little, like, things.
I knew
and
it.
Like,
yeah. I don't know if I. Yeah, that's what it is, though. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is a great American who owns a cell phone company, and you will respect everything that he has to say. He was also Deadpool. I'll have you know.
Oh, sure. He owns a gin company.
Delicious. It's I'm drinking it right now. It's Beef Eater or something. I don't know.
What? Is that all true?
Yes, it is. I think.
Are you guys telling tall tales about?
No,
Ryan
we're not. It's all true. He definitely.
It's not
owns,
beef.
Like,
it's not Beef Eater, story. But he does own a vodka or a gin.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. It's
and
a yeah.
cell phone company.
Yeah, Mint Mobile.
Yeah,
right? It's like
he owns
kind
like a lot of
big
things.
Deal. He's actually Mint like take, yeah. He's actually it's like they're on like Verizon's network, but like it's like a quarter of like the cost of like actually like you know
it's
what
like
it costs to be on Verizon.
It's like a vitamin water, but for cell phone companies?
Yes. The answer is fries.
Ryan Reynolds bet on himself and came out ahead?
I think so. He's actually really rich.
Yes. Oh. Yes, he is. Yes, yes. So. He's, he, yeah, he's pretty,
I mean,
yeah, he's pretty good at
him, but,
thing.
I don't know about his, like, improv-ing. Like, maybe I'm...
It's old. It got old.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's like Dane Cook, right? He's still around, but he's got his own style. It's his style. It's
Dane
gonna be
Cook
his
was
style.
Never funny.
It'll be, I'm not saying you. Hey, listen. You're into whatever you're into, right? You know what I mean? Like, you know, no judging anybody nowadays for what they're into. These, whether you're a cookster or a, you know,
I always I always like said like Dane Cook cooking up some shit. Right, Dane Cook some
okay.
shit up.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah. So if you don't like Dane Cook, what about the guy with the puppets? The oh god damn it, what's his name? Jim Dunnigan. Or no, not
very
Dunnigan.
Woke.
Dunham.
Not very woke. His like Muslim puppet is like makes me furious. You know,
I don't know about
as
that.
A Muslim man or just like,
just in general his disrespect. You know, just like. What is it? And his ageism, you know?
Go on. I believe you haven't covered all the puppets. There's a special needs puppet
what about
that,
that
he makes fun of.
What about that talking, like, I don't know, hot pepper? Like, that's offensive. Like
To peppers?
I don't
understand,
sir. I don't
know.
I don't know these characters. Do they have accents?
Oh,
yes,
Aaron.
Yes,
yeah,
they all have accents.
Dude,
yes,
should, yes. Oh,
yes.
Who it
is,
oh,
right?
Are there ever accents? Oh,
yeah,
the accents are the whole embodiment of the character.
It's
sir.
Like that's the offensive part.
See
you know
the
what I'm saying?
Puppet in my head, like
okay,
old man puppet.
Say that's a good question. So if those
named
accents
the
weren't
puppet,
there and
puppet.
It was just a jalapeno, it was like, hey, I'm a jalapeno. Hi, everyone. Wouldn't
that
be
would
offensive.
Be funny.
Right?
Yeah, that,
right?
That'd
right,
be
right.
funny. Yes. Yes.
Not having heard the original, I'd say this is better.
But, like, also, let's just take this for example.
Every other cultural touchstone away.
You know.
So shame on me at the same time.
Like, it's right, one thing yeah. to have, like a talking banana with, like, a Rasta hat on, but once you
yeah.
start doing, like, a...
Sure.
You know, a Jamaican, like a Jamaican accent,
well,
you know, and it's, you know, it's real, you know.
Okay, but thing. Here's the thing. As long as the banana is still yellow, have you ever seen it where they make, like, the banana have black face? So, it's like, don't make the banana have black face. What are you doing?
Yeah.
No. That, you can't do that.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's exactly kind of what those puppets are. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, ugh.
Oh, you're right.
You know, they're like an extension of racism.
Hey, you know what, though, right? That's the beautiful thing about America. You can do whatever you want and, you know, whatever, right? I mean, let them, you know, whatever, right? I mean, it's just a fucking guy, you know, with a stupid fucking puppet with his hand up his ass. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, what is, I mean, right? You know, it's like, I don't know. I don't get too choked up about it.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if my whole, like, stand-up comedian
now,
act
if he was,
a
politician,
just...
that'd be different. It's like, now, if that was Donald Trump out there with, like, a jalapeno, like, hey, you know, like, that, now that's...
That's funny.
It would be a fun... Hey, you know what? And Donald Trump, if you're listening, run with the jalapeno. 2024, jalapeno Trump.
Hang that jalapeno. We want to see that jalapeno swing.
Jalapeno popper.
Who do you think old Trump is going to have for a running mate?
Biden.
Old Cotton Eye
right?
Joe.
You're like, right? Dude, what if they did it, though? They're like, hey, I don't want to give this up, and you want to win, right? So, what do you say we team up, right? It would be the greatest fuck you to America. And
President Trump
would
be president?
Well, that would be, yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, probably because I think Biden's a better vice president. He was a great vice president. He was a beautiful vice president. Some might say the best. But currently, not doing the greatest, you know? But whatever.
Wouldn't it be great if he, like, teamed up with Hillary?
Man, I don't think that's going to work out for them. You know what I mean? They need to find, Kamala, whatever. I don't know. They made that work.
Am I going to have to go back and erase the last
that was still
kind of this?
No. People, what are you talking about? This is the women's. I think we'll be all right.
So tune in weekly to hear the latest and see if we get a nibble on the fishing line. That's 414-XOXO Lake. But the O's are zeros and the K has a silent E.
Dog is a dog, is a...
What?
Black is the darkness as me.
Okay, very good.